When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
If you listened to the show yesterday, whether live or on the podcast, we had just brought up the subject of Paul Kessler again, wondering what was going on with the case. That's the Jewish man that was at the rally opposing sides, Palestine versus Israel, and he got knocked down, hit his head, and he died. That happened in Thousand Oaks a couple of weekends ago, and I was wondering up in Ventura County, what's going on? Did the case just sink away? But they did announce an arrest this morning. It is the heavy-set computer science teacher that from Moorpark, the 50-year-old man. We'll get into all the details of that breaking news story, which occurred this morning, in about 30 minutes. But right now, looks like we have a chance to talk to one of the business owners who actually operated a business underneath the 10 freeway near downtown Los Angeles, which was devastated by the fire last weekend.
His name is Rudy Serafin. His business was supplying the garment district with hangers, cardboard, and other items. And right now he's out, according to Fox 11, he's out of $800,000 in equipment and trucks, still trying to make deliveries, still trying to keep going. He was subleasing from Anthony Nowade, who held the lease from Caltrans. And Rudy is telling reporters that Caltrans knew that Nowade was there for many years. And I think when you find out how many, you're going to be stunned. We got him? Hey, are you there, Rudy?
Yes, sir.
Rudy, thanks for coming on with us. We're really sorry about what happened to your business there.
All right.
How long have you had that business on Nowade's leased property?
I opened my business, I believe, since 99, but in that property, I've been there since 2009, December 2009.
And Caltrans knew that Nowade had sublet all these businesses, and they knew that you were there with your business?
I'm pretty sure, yes. You know, a very kind man, which was the inspector, well, I hope I don't get him in trouble, used to go there every year, and he was very, very, very kind and very nice man. He used to talk with me, and he used to go around and check around the place.
Right. So you actually showed him around?
I would show him around whenever someone new. I would tell the person, the new tenant, that I wasn't in charge, But I felt me and him used to be, talk very well. And like I said, he's a very kind man. So, you know, I would just tell the other people, hey, he's a Kyle Trans guy. He just needs to look around. And he would look around and that would be it, you know.
How long were homeless people living under the overpass?
Homeless has, when I got there, there was no homeless. The homeless situation is getting worse, maybe like 8 years back. It's gotten even more worse in the last couple of years. But I have to say, there was no homeless. There was no homeless in front of the door. Like my door to come in was on the side of Lawrence, and there was no homeless there. There was no homeless. There used to be homeless on the side of the ramp.
Right.
And there was no homeless. Yeah, and there was no homeless on the 14th side. Only to the very end of the block, there was a few people that used to live there. Yeah.
Right.
Do you have any idea how this fire started?
When I was seeing the raging fire, I obviously thought that that it was the homeless, because this is not the first fire. You know, this is not even the first 100 fire. You know,
at that site?
Oh no, not in that site, but within a block or two blocks, you could, if you were to walk around the. I would say either way you could go, south, north, east, west, wherever, you will find that every block has a stain of a fire. You know, and I'm not playing with that one. At least one.
Right.
Okay? At least one. And so it's not something common. It was very common for us to be smelling smoke. Then I would run, literally run to see if it was a fire, or if it was if I smelled fire with the smell of food, I probably wouldn't go, because it meant that the homeless were alive and they were trying to eat something. But if I just smelled smoke, I had to go, because the truth of the matter is that homeless, when they're doing drugs, sometimes they fall asleep with the torch open. And this is not something that I saw once. This is something that they were just sit down on the sidewalk and start hitting the torch, and they would just fall asleep.
A torch?
You know, you know, like they would do drugs. I don't know what kind of drugs they were doing, but they would do it like in a pipe. And they would do it with a pipe. And normally those people have like a little torch, like a little cigarette torch.
Uh-huh.
You know, like that's around your cigarette, but it's like a little torch.
Right.
And they would literally just like start hitting a thing, and they would just bend over and fall asleep, but with the torch open.
But you don't think this was a homeless caused fire?
I you know, again, when the first time that I saw the raging fire, I had I would say 99.999 sure that it was a homeless. Now they're saying it was arson. You know, for me, it makes no difference. I lost everything.
Right. Yeah. Right. I mean, it could have been arson by a homeless person.
That is true. That is true. Again, it doesn't change nothing that my livelihood is lost.
Yeah. You don't live far from here. You said you run over when you smell smoke. Do you live nearby or something? Or?
Oh no. When I was working, I would run around. yeah.
Oh, okay.
I live in Hollywood. I live in Hollywood.
Was your business like an open air business? Because you said it was sometimes, you know, there might be homeless people, or you said there wasn't homeless people at your door necessarily. Do you mean a literal door? Or do you mean the front of the gated area?
The front of the gate.
Right. So you were working outdoors all the time with your business.
My side of the small business, I created, it didn't have no real wall, but I created I bought pallet racks systems. And then I didn't buy them. They gave them to me. I just built a rack system around my area. And that would be my wall. Then I put up a big tarp around it so people wouldn't sneak in, and that's it. That's all I could do.
So nobody ever from the state, you said when Caltrans came around, it was Caltrans, right?
It was Caltrans. Also, the fire department once in a while walked in there.
Fire department. The state fire department, Cal Fire, or LA LA Fire Department?
You know, I have to tell the truth, and the truth is, I don't know. It was a guy dressed as a firefighter.
A guy with a firefighter costume. Okay.
Yeah, well, did they express any concern that there was a fire danger there?
You know, they would check my my fire extinguishers, which I had more than plenty, and they never really bugged me, honestly.
So they never.
I had my place clean. I had my place. Obviously, I had a bunch of. I sell boxes, hangers for the garment industry, and I had obviously a bunch of boxes there and stuff like that. But for them to tell me, hey, you cannot be here, no, definitely not. You know, they were also good people. You know, I mean, the firemen, especially whoever was the fire people that were taking out the blaze. They're honestly brave men.
Yeah. So nobody from the state ever told you that. Your business should not be there, that it was violating the lease or a law or anything like that.
No, man. No, sir. That never happened. Like I said, I hope I don't get the inspector in trouble because he is a very nice man. I haven't talked to him in a while, but he is a very nice man.
Yeah, well.
Well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to try to find another place to set up your business? Or
the only thing that a working man can do is keep on working, sir.
Yeah.
Do you have any insurance?
No, sir. I did try to get it, but as you know, the insurances are fleeing California. So they would not insure me, and they would not... Just so you know, like one of my neighbors, which he's a trash guy, had two trucks. He had been paying insurance for like 40 years. Like literally 2 months ago, the insurance left him.
No.
And he had full coverage and everything. And now the trucks are gone. Everything's gone. Nothing was salvageable. Even if it wasn't something was salvageable, the city came in and cleaned up the spot without allowing us to come and see if anything we could take. Yeah. And I understand they want to fix the freeway. I fully understand. But at the same time, you know, it was our stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, for instance, right now we're waiting for the fire department to release the report because I'm renting if they don't release the report, then We in there that once I had trucks, we had to be leasing in a truck per day, which is $380 plus mileage a day. And if they don't release that report, we have to keep on renting, which is a lot of money for. I mean, I understand for a lot of people, $300 or $400 is not a lot, but for us, it is.
All right, Rudy, we appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to us. And sorry about losing a lot of your business items there, but thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
That's Rudy Serafin, one of the business owners who lost much of his business because of the pallet yard that caught fire under the 10 freeway early Saturday morning. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, we just got done talking to a man by the name of Rudy Serafin, one of the people that operated a business, believe it or not, under the 10 freeway that burnt early Saturday morning from what appears to be an arson fire. This is near downtown Los Angeles. It's one of the biggest stories going in the country because the freeway is closed. A lot of people were shocked to find out people were actually operating businesses under a freeway. He provided the garment district with hangers and cardboard and other items. Said he was out about $800,000 in equipment and trucks, but still trying to keep his business going. I mean, this is like the underbelly, the underside of life that... besides the homeless that we deal with all the time, who knew that people are operating businesses under freeways?
Well,
it all sends us back to Anthony Nwade, the guy that owns this Apex Development Inc. out of Calabasas. He's the one that actually got a lease with Caltrans for that property under the freeway. But he was subleasing it out, and some of the people he subleased to actually subleased to other people.
And
the whole thing ended up in litigation.
But some of them had flammable materials.
Right.
And that's what accelerated the fire. So it wasn't just an isolated fire that the arson had started. Got enhanced dramatically by the flammable materials.
Well, it says here in August, the state served him and his subtenants with a 3-day notice. September filed the lawsuit to evict. But I guess you have to go through the courts before you can actually send police out there to drag people away.
It's California's own stupid eviction laws that kept the state from evicting businesses where the lead business that had the lease wasn't paying the state the rent.
Right, that was Nowaid. Yeah. He was sure getting the money from the poor people under the freeway.
So he was taking the money from the sub lessees and not paying
the rent to the state.
Right, and he was bullying them. So Nowaid's a bad guy. But the thing is, Newsom turned all the attention on Nowaid. Except, what about all these inspectors from Caltrans, from the state fire department, and maybe LAFD as well, who went through there?
Did he pay them off?
Well, and he
looks like they looked the other way. I mean, Rudy said it was a nice guy, but he didn't say anything about we couldn't have this stuff there.
Because Newsom is standing there beating his hairless chest, saying that, well, you know, we were in violation of the lease. Your employees, your agencies.
How do you know his chest is hairless? That's weird.
I saw it once.
Okay.
The thing is, it's Newsom's agency, Newsom's employees, who let this go even after they did numerous tours, numerous inspections. So his agencies don't do their job properly.
It circles back to what it always comes back to, because they're largely migrants and the homeless. We look the other way to violations. Didn't we talk about the two Californias years ago? Remember Victor Davis Hanson wrote about that?
Yes.
That's right. If you do anything wrong because you have a job and you pay taxes, they'll fine you. But homeless people, migrants,
Newsom wouldn't take responsibility. He didn't say, look, we let these people, because they're immigrants, have a break and do their business.
Oh, yeah, he's not telling the truth.
He's not telling the truth.
All he's saying is we're in litigation.
In other words, we took action. We're trying to fight the bad guy, this character in a way. We were doing everything. No, you weren't. You allowed this business district to develop, and your inspectors in your agencies knew it and let it go to the point where they had flammable materials.
This is just like a few years back, and I remember Nimrod Garcetti was mayor. They suddenly had this idea they had to clear the homeless out of the high fire hazard areas. I don't even know if they completely did that, but it became a thing because we were having some fires in some high fire zones. But they didn't do that for years for the same reasons. But we give them a break.
What did Rudy Serafin say? That fire that happened wasn't the first fire. It probably wasn't even the 100th fire.
He says within the neighborhood there's always fires, right?
Yeah.
So, and he tries to smell whether or not it's just food being cooked or it's something dangerous that could burn up his property, right?
Yeah. So that's how they're living, because the Los Angeles Fire Department allows it. Karen Bass's fire department allows it. Gavin Newsom's fire agency allows it.
Yep.
Caltrans allows it. So it all falls back on them. The reason the fire happened was not a random arsonist. If there was nothing underneath that overpass to burn, then the fire would have went out on its own. But it had a lot to burn because of the incompetence of the State Fire Department, L.A. Fire Department, Caltrans, Newsom, and Karen Bass. Collective incompetence, neglect of duty.
All right, when we come back, well, it is the guy we thought it was. They have charged a man by the name of Loay Al-Najhi, the 50-year-old Moorpark man, in the death of Paul Kessler. They apparently clashed at a gathering in Thousand Oaks over Israel and Hamas. Details next. KFI AM 640 live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you.
Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. If you're looking to upgrade your wallet, you need to turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. If you're paying for vacations with whatever card is in your wallet, you could be missing out on miles you didn't even know you were leaving on the table. You can get a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, well, it is finally a charge of involuntary manslaughter against the man who apparently got involved in a scuffle with Paul Kessler. Paul Kessler was at a pro-Israel gathering on November 5th in Thousand Oaks. Also, there were pro-Palestinian protesters, and it looks like one of them by the name of Loay Al-Naji, 50-year-old from Moore Park, some sort of professor at Ventura College, got into a confrontation with Kessler, and Kessler fell backwards, hit his head. We're going to talk to Chris Adler now, KFI News, for more details on this breaking news this morning.
Chris, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So what we know right now is Moore Park College computer science professor Loay Al-Naji was arrested this morning and booked on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter. So he's being held on $1 million bail, and involuntary manslaughter, meaning that the person responsible for the death of the other person did not intend to kill that person with whatever action took place. Now, the Ventura County DA will be reviewing the case and potential charges, but I spoke with a criminal defense attorney who says if the professor is in fact convicted for involuntary manslaughter, he could be facing up to 4 years, but it also depends on the county and the set of circumstances. So witnesses said last week during the investigation, they saw a man hit Paul Kessler over the head with a megaphone before he went down. According to the Ventura County Medical Examiner, there were injuries to the left side of Kessler's face consistent with being hit with an object, and a fatal injury to the back of the head that would be consistent with a fall. So the medical examiner says the injury from the fall is what killed him, but attorneys say if the professor caused the fall that killed him, being that he hit him in the head with an object or his fist or whatever, that would also be taken into account. It's still a homicide, and the fact that he caused the fall could make him liable, you guys.
Did they talk at all about whether the professor was considered the aggressor?
No, they haven't. They haven't released any of those details. I reached out to the sheriff's department today. He says they will be releasing additional information at around 3 o'clock today, whether that's a press conference or a press release, but they would not comment any further. And if you guys recall last week, I asked them also about a megaphone, if there had been any objects recovered during the investigation, if there was in fact a megaphone. They said they could not comment on that. I also spoke with John, who you guys spoke with last week. He was a friend and a witness, rather somebody who was at the rally. He didn't actually see what happened, but he said that this professor, now that we know this is this professor, had come across the street and was trying to agitate him. And when he got nowhere with John, he walked across the street and started antagonizing Kessler. Then he heard a commotion and saw a megaphone fly over, but he didn't actually see a megaphone hit him. And the sheriff's department says they've been receiving conflicting reports. Some witnesses say they saw him hit with a megaphone. Some said they did not see a megaphone. So there's conflicting reports, and we don't know that information just yet, guys.
That's why they took 2 weeks, because they were trying to sort out. Did they ever get any video?
Not that we know of. And if they have, they haven't said anything. There's very, you know, they're being very careful with this situation and not releasing a lot of details. But again, in the press release that was released this morning, they said that the investigation is still ongoing. They did make this arrest. This professor was actually, he was the suspect that remained at the scene. He was cooperating with authorities and also called and made a 911 call when Kessler was injured and bleeding on the ground. So they said initially that this is the guy that they were investigating last week, but they did not make an arrest because it was still under investigation. So now this arrest is made. They say they will release additional details, but whether there's a video out there or not, I certainly have not seen any video myself in doing research and investigating this. And so, you know, we don't know if there is.
Yeah, well, police don't want to start another riot out of this.
Yeah, I'd be curious to say what the professor told them when they were talking to him, because obviously if there was a megaphone involved, he would have said something about it, and they should have recovered it and tested it and everything else to see if it looked like it hit a guy's face. You would think
right.
They would do that.
And that's what the media, we asked the sheriff's department that, and he said we could not comment on it. We said, well, what transpired? What happened? What did he say happened? And they wouldn't comment on that, you guys. So we're waiting to see. We're waiting to get an update here around 3 o'clock, the sheriff's department says. So it'll be interesting to see what further information they will be releasing to us.
All right, Chris, thank you for that update.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks.
All right. Chris Adler, KFI News. And what we're dealing with is the Ventura County Sheriff's Office recommends these charges. So the DA, the Ventura County District Attorney's Office, then has to make this formal, whether or not they're going to go with the involuntary manslaughter case against this man for shoving Mr. Kessler to the ground, which eventually caused his death.
And who the aggressor was is important, because you could see...
What if they both shoved each other?
Al-Najee could claim self-defense.
Right. He could say that he pushed me first and pushed me hard, but because if you've seen Al-Najee, he's kind of big. It may not have resulted in much of a move there. He just said, you know, to defend myself, I did push back, and he hit his head.
I think it's obvious that he did whack Kessler with the
megaphone. Because of the facial injuries.
You know, the witnesses who said they didn't see it means they weren't in position to see it. They weren't looking.
Right.
Or their vision was obscured, but it clearly happened because he had an injury on the side of his face, Kessler, and injury in the back of his head, which killed him.
Yeah, we all knew some kind of charge had to come. This may be the softer of all the predicted charges, but you couldn't just let this go. I mean, a man died, and there was some sort of terrible confrontation, and
because the official definition of involuntary manslaughter in California is when someone is killed by an unlawful act less severe than a felony, or by a lawful act which might produce death in an unlawful manner, or you didn't use proper caution.
Caution, right.
Yeah.
So if you're going to shove somebody, it shouldn't be on the pavement, you know, get on the grass if you're going to start having it.
If you whack somebody in the face, you're with a megaphone, a reasonable person would know that possibly could kill them.
Right.
Either the megaphone itself or by falling down and hitting their head.
Yeah, I mean, Kessler is 69 years old. This guy's 50, and Kessler clearly was probably thinner, and the impact of the megaphone on his face probably caused him to lose his balance and hit his head. So, all right, well, we'll see what happens, and I guess that's probably what we're going to hear in the 3 o'clock hour, an official announcement from the Ventura County DA about these charges against this community college professor. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeart Radio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Are you considering running for president in 2024 or 2028?
Not considering. No, not at all.
This election is a choice about life and death.
We didn't defeat Trumpism. This is the most consequential election.
They choose that as they sell fear around crime. They sell calm around these perverse gun laws.
What we've got right now is not working, and it's about to break.
Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people.
This whole damn border debate is made up.
That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America.
It's time to organize, guys, bottom up, not just top down. Republicans have been organizing bottom up forever. Where the hell are we?
As a party to
capture the narrative.
I honestly, if I were offering him political advice, I'd tell him to pack up and wait a few years.
I never trust politicians, so I get why you keep asking.
So when I see you in Iowa in 2023, I will play this for you.
What's with the fake growl when he does
South
that?
Carolina. I mean, where? What else?
And now, John and Ken present the Gavin Newsom is running for president desk. Gavin Newsom may be sort of running for president. Well, maybe Gavin Newsom not running for president desk.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying this gathering, this is this stupid APEC conference in San Francisco. This is what politicians do. They love to have these big gatherings. They bring in a celebrity. I guess Gwen Stefani did some singing. We're talking about Biden, Newsom, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Whoa!
The Vice President Kamala Harris.
It was an idiot's convention.
It's a Mensa meeting, isn't it?
Oh, God.
They all gathered in San Francisco at this little welcoming show last night.
Wait. Can you imagine this Wiener Fest? You got Gavin Newsom and Justin Trudeau in San Francisco.
Yes, and they sat down and had their own little summit together.
And they were both topless. Did you see that?
Oh, that's how you knew he has a hairless chest.
Yeah, that's right. For
some reason you knew Newsom has a hairless chest.
He does. So
He's
a little short of testosterone. It's nothing. It's all right. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Right. And of course, old Joe, who turns 81 on Monday. I'm all over that for a moment, although he acts like he's 91, at least, as stiff as ever and can't seem to remember where he is.
Oh, you know, it was a good one. He did a little press conference. And they'd given him, you know, cards to call on, or they'd given him an order of reporters to call on. And he goes, CBS? I forgot.
Yeah, can't do it smoothly.
He forgot the reporter. And of course, these reporters are really well known to people like Biden because they've been there for years, right? So he forgot the reporter's name, and then forgot the reporter from the Washington Post.
Oh.
He couldn't remember their name, or he couldn't match up the name with the face.
Yeah, the end is near. Now, we're going to play you this audio, because Newsom apparently was one of the warm-up acts who spoke first at this welcome event for APEC. But imagine when you hear this, that also a warm-up speaker was the Vice President of the United States, Kamala Harris. Now, she's a buffoon, but when you listen to what Biden said here, even the 81-year-old decrepit leader of the U.S. is bypassing her as to what comes next. Listen up.
It's a real honor to welcome all my fellow leaders to the United States. 2 years ago, when the United States offered to host this summit, we knew we needed a location dynamic and diverse and as APEC itself. And APEC in San Francisco, here we are. I want to talk about Governor Newsom. I want to thank him. He's been one hell of a governor, man. Matter of fact, he could do anything you want. He could have the job I'm looking for.
There you go. He could have the job I'm looking for. You already have the job. Did you forget that?
That made no sense.
This is not 2020 when you were running for president.
He could have the job that I have now.
I'm looking to keep, right?
Yeah, you're right, though. I didn't think of that. No mention of Kamala at all. Right in your face.
Yeah, she's right there, too. I mean, she's supposed to be the person in waiting. The vice president is the next president. It doesn't always work that way, but it's supposed to. No. And Newsom warmed up the crowd. God, we should have grabbed some of this. He hailed California as a dream and a coming attraction. This is the BS he's trying to sell on people. California should, the rest of the country should look to go the way we are with all the homeless people and the crime and the traffic and the decrepit roads.
People dying on the streets by the thousands every year. Dead bodies by the thousands.
But he looked his sharpest. I'm looking at these pictures. His hair is really slicked back. Uh-huh. He looks trim in this completely well-tailored suit.
Right.
He looks the part. He's tall, taller than most people in the pictures. He's got his stunning blonde wife with him.
Yes.
They're ready. If Biden collapses, he's stepping in. He's stepping right over. He's standing on Kamala Harris.
Got his boot right on her neck.
Oh, yeah. The moment that Biden announces he's not running, if that happens, or some health problem restricts him, this guy is jumping up into the void quickly.
Face down on the ground.
Now, oh, yeah. He'll step on her face.
She She should have started screaming, what am I, invisible here? I am vice president. You get that?
And I'm also from the Bay Area. This is my home, too. Why can't I talk about that?
I got here first. He's still in California. I'm right down the hall from you.
Do you want to hear one of her quotes from her statements?
No.
As vice president, I have traveled to Indo-Pacific countries at least 4 times over the last 4 years.
Great. You boarded a plane.
I visited American sailors deployed to Japan and American soldiers at the Korean DMZ.
Wow. I visited.
Because it's the Asian Pacific, she wants to show everybody that I've been all over the place.
What did you do last year? Oh, I visited.
I visited.
I went on planes. I went on boats.
I have spent time with many of the world leaders here today in bilateral meetings. Tough one. Yeah. And multilateral summits.
Ooh, that's pretty great.
I represented the U.S. at APEC last year in Bangkok.
Me.
She's trying to. Look, I think she felt upstaged. Yeah, she felt upstaged. I mean, even Gwen Stefani probably got a bigger greeting than Kamala Harris. But, Justin Trudeau. Everybody forgot the dictator sitting there, the president of China.
Kamala Harris's only chance, Biden has to die within a year.
Do you even think that's going to do it? Because Newsom will jump in.
Well,
to wrestle the nomination.
She'll
take over the position until right.
She could get the job for a year, but that's it.
Then do you think that's going to help?
No, but she'll have it. She'll be the, what would it be? The 40, what number president are we up to? Trump was 45, right? So Biden's 46. So Kamala Harris has a chance to be 47th president for a year if Biden drops dead now.
Well, there's always that for your resume.
Maybe for 6 months, maybe for 3 days, right?
Yeah.
But no, she's not getting a nomination, or she's not going to win.
All right. When we come back, Newsom's California, L.A. County Criminal Justice. I had to rub my eyes to read this headline a couple of times. Suspect wanted in violent follow home robberies was arrested 5 times for robbery in 18 months. Yep. Another winner story from our criminal justice system.
All right.
Blake Trolley's on it. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Thank you, George Gascon. John and Ken, Deborah Mark, live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Call or visit ComcastBusiness.com to learn more.